This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. Holy Week was full of surprises as 88-year-old Pope Francis tried to balance his doctor's orders with his papal duties during the holiest week of the Christian calendar. On Thursday, the Pope made a surprise visit to a prison.
The tradition is to wash the feet of those prisoners, something he couldn't do because he is still recovering from a serious case of life-threatening double pneumonia. He was only released from the hospital last month and was given strict doctor's orders not to mingle with the people and to limit his public appearances. But so far, that does not seem to be working. He has made several public appearances and indeed mingled with people in the last 10 days, specifically right now during Holy Week. Chris Livesay, CBS News, Rome.
Holy Week began with Palm Sunday at the Vatican.
Pope Francis greeted a huge crowd of pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square for Palm Sunday. He was brought in a wheelchair to the main altar, where the 88-year-old Pope, recovering from his battle with double pneumonia, wished the faithful a happy Palm Sunday and a happy Holy Week. It was the second time since the Pope left the hospital that he appeared in the square.
Sabina Castelfranco in Rome. Later in the week, the Pope personally thanked the healthcare workers who treated him while hospitalized.
Pope Francis received a group of around 70 doctors and other hospital staff from the Gemelli Polyclinic in Rome, where he spent 38 days recently recovering from double pneumonia. During his 20-minute encounter, the Pope expressed his gratitude to them all. Since his release from the hospital, the Pope has shown further improvement in his health.
Pope Francis did, however, delegate some of his Holy Week appearances and duties to certain select cardinals. Britain's King Charles issued an Easter message to Christians around the world.
In a ceremony that dates back to at least the 13th century, the king was at Durham Cathedral handing out specially minted coins to 76 men and 76 women honored for their Christian service. The king noting that the message of love for others is what all the world's major religions share. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
An American pastor abducted in South Africa has been rescued.
South African police say Pastor Josh Sullivan was rescued after a shootout that left three suspected abductors dead. The 45-year-old from Tennessee was kidnapped by armed and masked men last week as he was preaching in the provincial township where he's lived since 2018. He's been reunited with his wife and children. A friend has appealed for privacy on the family's behalf.
France has honored those who spent 5 years restoring Notre Dame Cathedral. CBS News foreign correspondent Elaine Cobb in Paris.
There was a long-standing ovation for the artisans, engineers, and others who worked to restore Notre Dame after the terrible fire exactly 6 years ago.
Monsieur Philippe Villeneuve.
Chief architect Philippe Villeneuve was among those decorated by President Macron.
Nous vous faisons chevalier de de la Légion d'honneur.
Who made him a Knight of the Legion of Honor. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
There's a move underway to canonize a 19th century architect who left his mark all over a city on the northeast coast of Spain.
Pope Francis has put his celebrated Catalan architect on a path to sainthood. The next step would be beatification or verification of a miracle by Antoni Gaudí, a devout Catholic who was nicknamed God's architect for his work on Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Basilica, which began in the 1880s. The construction lasted for more than four decades and remains unfinished. Gaudí was hit by a tram in Barcelona in 1926 and taken to a hospital for the poor because no one recognized him. He died 3 days later. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The beatification process can take years or even centuries. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.